سنة بسمته للإعلام الدين. أما بعد، دي ريسبكت البرادرز اند سيسترز ان اسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. كنتينيو أور كلاس إن شاء الله تعالى، والسورة المائدة آية نمبر 5. وستيل وي هاف أ لوت تو سبيك أباوت إت. And as we clear it again, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, المائدة آخر ما نزل من القرآن. المائدة is the last revelation the Prophet has received from Allah تبارك وتعالى. فأحل حلالها وحرم حرامها. But Allah said حلال, take it as a حلال. We don't have any option with that. We cannot go over the Quran. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said exactly سورة المائدة send it to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم last revelation. Last revelation. What Allah said halal, take it as a halal. No discussion. No discussion. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said haram, no discussion. Take it. Do not go over the Quran. Do not give your opinion over the Quran. Over the Quran. So, yesterday, alhamdulillah, we finished about the slavery. We find the slavery in the Quran. Islam came to free all people. And we have, the Islam came to honor the slave, not to torture them, not to use them as a real slave, and to treat him bad. La. And all of us, we know the story of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Bilal. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, arda, he make all his business in order to free the slaves. He free seven slaves, among them is Bilal, radiallahu anhu, arda. He honored him. And he free him with 5 ounces of gold to free him from Umayyah ibn Khalaf, the one who used to torture him hard. In the summer time, tied his hand, tied his legs, dragging him in the ground, in the desert. And Sayyidina Bilal said, Ahadun Ahad. Ahadun Ahad. Allah is my Lord. Allah is the one, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was patient until Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu free, and he free him. And Sayyidina Umar in his khilafah, while he was khalifa, Sayyidina Umar, he said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. A'taqa Sayyidina Bilal. He free Sayyidina Bilal. So the Islam came to make the slave equal to the master. He eat from your food, same food. And they dress from the same dress. And the Islam came to honor all the Islam give a good reward. Whoever free one slave, that's mean safe from the hellfire and the day of the judgment. A great reward from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that's what we learned yesterday. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Sheikh, one question. Do you know if there's any instance where a slave married the daughter of his master? Or if you don't know, there is any
instance. The slave married the daughter of his master.
Any instances?
Yeah, you know exactly. So, subhanAllah, rahmat Allah al-Azim. If the Muslim, a slave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَا عَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٍ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكٍ وَلَا أَعْجَبَكُمْ. Even if you find, actually you don't find a husband for the woman, she has to go and marry the slave. Slave believer. A slave believer. And all of us, we know the story. We repeat it many times in this masjid. Sayyidina Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha, he was a slave bought by Aisha from the market of Mecca, Uqaz. And then when she married the Prophet ﷺ, she gifted that Zayd as a slave to the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet freed him. And he gave him a choice. Your parents is here. If you need to go with them, go. If you need to remain with me, I said, I don't prefer anyone over you, Ya Rasulullah. He rejected to come back to his father. And when he grew up, he married who? Honor. Woman from Quraysh. So a slave married. A slave, which is Zayd, subhanAllah, married a queen from Quraysh. Rich from Quraysh. And because of this, exactly this happened, some problem happened between both of them. So the divorce taking place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order his messenger to marry her, to marry Zayd. All of us, the Quran speak about it, alhamdulillah, it's allowed. The slave to marry, exactly, yes, the daughter of his master. Yes, it's fine. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alazim. Now, let's we go exactly deep in our question today, inshaAllah ta'ala, and we go come back again to Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayah number 5. Because I did not finish that translation. We take almost 60 classes for one ayah in the book of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Because as I said, the Quran is not only translation. The Quran is a tafsir. We have to go and take everything, inshaAllah ta'ala, around. Fine. In order to go for Surah Al-Ma'idah again, remember I'm going for the dowry. Specify the dowry, inshaAllah ta'ala. The bridal money, which is a condition in marriage. In order to marry any girl, you have to offer, she's Muslim or non-Muslim, you have to give her a dowry. It is some people, they said, actually, you know, he came to the woman and he told her, what is the best more than the book of Allah? Your dowry is the Quran. You are a foolish. You are a foolish. So he exactly choose defeating actually a girl, she's not a Muslim. And she told her, I'm going to give you the best gift. What is the best gift is? I'm going to give you the Quran as a dowry, as a bridal money. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, lazim Allah. This is not working in Islam because they took one story from the book of Allah, from the seerah. A woman came and offered herself to the Prophet in the meeting. And the Prophet turned his face. He doesn't want to hear. Then one of the companions said, Zawujni iyaha ya Rasulullah. Let me marry her, Messenger of Allah. Qala ma ma'ak. What you have to give it to her? Look at this. They took this incident. What you have to give it as a dowry or the bridal money for her? He said, I don't have anything, ya Rasulullah. Then the Prophet ﷺ told him, Iltamis walau khatam. Khatam min hadid. If give her offer a ring made from iron. Even a ring to give it to her. He said, I don't have it. He said, what do you have? He said, I just have only exactly verses from the Quran. I memorize verses of the Quran. He said, give exactly, go and teach her these verses of the Quran. That's going to be her dowry. But every generation is totally different. The man, he said, I don't have anything. But today you have money. And he said, I'm going to give her the Quran. Because the Prophet, he did that. It doesn't work like this. Don't play with the deen of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. You understand? So you have money, you have to offer a bridal gift for her. That's what we need actually to clear it today. And al-nikah, the word al-nikah, call it what? In Arabic language, Muhammad, call it what? Al-nikah. Nikah has been marriage. Nikah taking place in two different cases. Either to make the contract of marriage and you delay the physical contact later. So sometime you come and you tell their father, I need to marry your daughter. But I don't have actually money to prepare the apartment or to buy the furniture. He said, let's we go in order to save them, in order to have privacy, to go with her and to take her outside without marriage, only engagement. No, they said, let's we make the contract of nikah to be a legal marriage. But the condition is we're going to delay the physical contacts, the real marriage later, 6 months, 1 year, upon the agreement. That's called nikah. Second nikah, Allah mentioned both of them in the book of Allah, when you have a physical contact, real sexual intercourse. I know Sheikh Mustafa, he doesn't like this word of sexual intercourse, but this is fact. You understand? Sexual intercourse, legal sexual intercourse, physical contact. That's called marriage too. Let's we go study both of them, inshallah ta'ala, to read. And my brother, inshallah, gonna give me, inshallah ta'ala. I shade it with gray. If you see the gray shade actually in the ayah number one, inshallah ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والمحصنات من المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن محصنين غير مسافحين ولا متخذي أقدان. The great, which I mentioned.
And lawful in marriage are just women, and from among the believers, and just women from among those who are given the scriptures.
Repeat this action for my brother, because he told me, shall I marry her? Why, she's still a kafir? She's still a kafir, or after she became a Muslim? No, well, she's still a kafir. Yes, she is a kafir. And you are allowed to marry her with a condition. Go ahead.
Repeat the sentence or continue? Continue or repeat the sentence, you said?
Continue.
When you have given them, the due compensation, desiring chastity, not unlawful sexual intercourse, but taking secret lovers.
Barakallahu fiqh. So the condition in order to marry the disbeliever female from the Christian and you only, underline, only, has to be exactly what? Muhsineen, willing to marriage. The man willing to marry her, not to have a secret relation between him and her, or to have like openly relation between her and her without marriage. Marriage, both of them willing to marriage, to marry, willing, you are permitted to marry them. محصنين غير مسافحين غير مسافحين it's mean exactly to show openly relation with them in the front of the people. Oh, she's my girlfriend. Openly zina or secret lovers, they have a relation in the, exactly in secret it's not allowed. Let's we talk about this area inshallah ta'ala. Did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن, when you have given them their due compensation, that's the dowry, due bridal money, gift, could be in the liquid money, or could be actually in the exactly gift, as a dowry. So the dowry Allah stated in this ayah as a condition in marriage. You must give the woman dowry, either Muslim or non-Muslim. Both of them, they deserve dowry or bridal money. All right, now, if the man married her and prescribed at the time they make the contract of marriage, they prescribed the dowry already. They prescribed the dowry. He told her, I'm going to give you $10,000, your dowry. So he named it. At the time he made the contract of marriage. If something happened between her and him, and he has a physical contact, real marriage, and he divorced her, and he gave her a bridal money or any gift, and he divorced her, he's not allowed, entitled to take anything from her. Is not allowed, even if he gets some. One of the brothers told me, I wanted to marry, the father, he told me, put $100,000 for her in the bank. They make it difficult for the young people. Difficult today. Do not make it exactly the bridal money or the dowry very high, because you're going to make the scare, exactly the people to escape from the marriage. Lo Mustafa, he need to marry. He go for the girl and I need to marry her. The father, he told her, I need to marry my daughter. Okay, put $50,000 in the bank under her name. Where are you going to get the $50,000? You will be a reason for this man to be corrupted. You have to make it easy with the people. This is not a selling and business to buy and sell, a trade business. La, try to make it reasonable. Okay, now.
Is there any number from...
There is no any number. It's upon the agreement. Has to be agreed between. And remember again, the dowry belongs to the girl. The dowry belongs to the girl, not to her father. the bridal money because he's going to have a marriage with her. So the dowry or the bridal money, the mahra should be for the girl, not for the father or for the mother or the family of the girl. That's belong to her. Remember this again. Al-ama, when we spoke about the slave female believers, you are allowed to marry from the slave believer female also. If you give her, you prescribe the dowry. So the dowry is not belonging to the girl, it's belonging to her master, the Sayyid, the one he owned the girl. So you pay the dowry for her master if she's still a slave under her master. So when you divorce her, she deserve only half, not like the free woman. The Islam came to make a division, the difference between the free woman, she entitled to have the full dowry if you divorce her. If she is a slave female believers, a slave female believer, and you are allowed to marry from them, the dowry belongs to her master. But if you divorce the slave female believers, she entitled only to take half of the dowry and she return the other half for the husband. You gotta remember this, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. Then after that, we need to make a sure again before you leave. You make a sure. If you marry a free woman, chaste woman, from the believer or the non-believer, and what happened? And you prescribe the dowry, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. Here is gold, 1 ounce, 10 ounce, 20 ounce of gold, diamond, whatever it is, you agree to give it to offer for her. And something happened to her. Something happened to her. To this situation. You divorce her before you touch her. You divorce the woman before you touch her. Either she's a Muslim or non-Muslim. And you make only the contract of marriage and you delay the physical contacts, which I'm going to say again, sexual intercourse, legal sexual intercourse. You make it, we will go for after 1 year, after we build the house. You need a time. So what happened after that? And the divorce taking place without touching her. Without touching her, she entitled to take half of the mahr, the bridal money or the gift. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. If you don't name or mention how much money you're going to give it to her, or how much you give it to her at the time of the contract of marriage, so exactly you have to estimate, to give her estimate or estimate money, to let her enjoy it, because people knows that you marry this woman, and if you divorce her without touching her, people will question, what's wrong with her? Yes. Why he left her? You damage the girl actually in the society. So she is entitled to have a certain amount. The ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 237, because my brother, actually, they're looking for the Dalil. I always give you in my class all the evidence. 237 from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here. وَإِذْ وَإِنْ طَلَّقْتُمُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَمَسُّهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا فَنِصْفِ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَعْفُونَ أو يعفو الذي بيده عقدة النكاح وأن تعفو أقرب للتقوى ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم إن الله بما تعملون بصير.
And if you divorce them before you have touched them and you have already specified for them an obligation, then give half of what you have specified, unless you they forego the right or the one in whose hand is the marriage contract. Forgoes it. And to forego it is near to righteousness. And do not forget righteousness between you. Indeed, Allah, or whatever you do, is seeing. Et si vous divorcez d'avec elle sans les avoir touchés, mais après fixation de leur mar, c'est-à-dire de leur dot, versez-leur alors la moitié de ce que vous avez fixé, à moins qu'elle ne s'en désiste, ou que se désiste celui entre les mains de qui est la conclusion du mariage. Le désistement est plus proche de la piété. Et n'oubliez pas votre faveur mutuelle.
Okay.
Car Allah va perdre parfaitement ce que vous faites.
So we understand that Ashakiba, from this ayat, clearly, and I would like actually when I give the class, you have it in your hand, in order to understand me very well. Listening without following the ayat, you cannot understand the word. So we understand it from this. And if you divorce them before you have touched them, only you made the contract of marriage and you delay the physical contact later. And you name or you prescribe the dowry. You tell her, I'm going to give you 10,000 diamond, whatever it is, ounces, gold, whatever it is. And then after that, if you divorce her, she's entitled to take what? How much? Half. She's entitled to click half. Half of the bridal money. Right? Now. Except they are exactly said. The man he came, the woman she told him, I don't need anything from you. Get out from my life. I don't want to hear anything. Hear actually your dowry. I don't need anything. Leave me alone. Or the man by himself, he said, no. To treat her kindly. To tell her, I fear Allah on you. I know you have been damaged in the society. Everybody knows that you are married. You married me. And we don't have any contact yet. No physical contact yet. But he goes. Because, to be honest with you, Sheikh Yunus, if you make the contract of marriage without touching her, she's your wife. She's your wife. Even if she did exactly delay, make the marriage later. The physical contact later. So my question to you, Sheikh, here. If you meet her and you make the contract of marriage, can you kiss her? Yes. Can you hug her?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, she's your wife, even if you take her to the hotel. But you have to fulfill with your contract. You promise her father not to touch her because there is a condition here. You are not going to have a complete marriage from my daughter unless you prepare the apartment, unless you buy the furniture, unless you buy whatever it is. But that's your wife. Since you make the contract of marriage, she became lawful to you and you are lawful for her. You are allowed to kiss her. You are allowed to hug her. Because don't tell me exactly. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. No, ya Habibi. That's your wife. You hug her. You kiss her. You do whatever you like. Exactly. And don't look for Sheikh Mustafa. Because if you leave it for Sheikh Mustafa, he's going to make a very extreme law. You're not allowed to touch her. That's your wife. She is his wife. You understand? He could do whatever he like. But he has to respect the agreement. That's all. But he's entitled to do that. But if you don't name the dowry, if you don't mention at the time you make the contract of marriage, you don't mention how much, and you divorce her without touching her, we have to look for somebody to give her a bridal money in a side to let her enjoy in clothes or something like this, similar to one of her family. My cousin female, she married and her husband gave her $10,000. So my dowry is $10,000. I am entitled to have half of it. You know, she looked for somebody similar to her situation to estimate if you don't mention the dowry at the time of marriage. You give estimate amount to her in order to enjoy her because you damage her in the society. And my time, exactly, I need to complete. But subhanAllah, the time is not finished with me. I still have Surah Al-Baqarah 241. I still have Surah Al-Ahzab 419. But inshallah ta'ala, I will tell you about what about the gift and clothes. Without touching her, and you give her a gift, Sheikh Mustafa. Clothes. You give her car. You give her whatever exactly. If the divorce taking place, if you divorce her and he did not touch her, what about this gift? How he give her clothes? He invited her for restaurant. If the divorce taking place, give me, I visit, exactly, I took you to the restaurant in Shatz today, and I spend $50 in this meal, and the $50, how this is going to be? Let's we exactly finish this, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow. Ask Allah ta'ala to help us to understand the Islam. Subhanakallah wa hamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
If legal married, yes, after then, before the sixth intercourse, you have to pay the dowry or before or the...
What is that? Say it again. I'm sorry.
The dowry.
Okay.
The dowry.
Okay.
Legal marriage.